Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. This episode of Wiser Than Before is a learning pod, LP for short, where our upcoming guest teaches us something. These episodes are very short, practical, and to the point. The way it works is if I have a conversation with a chef, the main episode might be us talking about the joy of cooking, where they learned how to cook, and maybe some funny anecdotes from the kitchen. The LP might be the chef teaching us their favorite recipe, how to select the perfect cut of meat, or maybe a basic skill from the kitchen. It's a chance for our guests to give you something useful from their expertise and for you to get a little taste. So if you like what you hear in this episode, make sure and check out the next episode, which will be my full conversation with the guest. In this case, we're hearing from nutritionist Elizabeth Wells. Elizabeth, what are you going to teach us today?
So I'm going to teach, your listeners how to improve their bile flow from a position of, not knowing necessarily much about how to do that. So, when we talk about gut health, a lot of people know about how important it is to kind of nourish the gut and to kind of positively influence their gut microbes. But a lot of people don't necessarily know that the gut microbes have an intimate relationship with what's being produced from the liver, which is this large amount of alkaline fluid called bile. And a lot of the time when people are dealing with gut problems, they don't necessarily know why they can't fix their guts just through diet. And sometimes the missing factor is optimizing bile flow, because when you optimize bile flow, you feed the gut bacteria, you also wash away any excess bacteria in the digestive tract that could be causing your problems. And obviously you digest your food that way as well. So bile is an incredible kind of digestive fluid and like a detergent in a way for your gut. So if you want to get better bile flow, the first place you would start would be kind of your eating habits, how you consume food and in what kind of environment and context you would consume food. So really for optimal bile flow and for stomach acid production, you need to kind of eat in a place where you're not under a lot of stress. So I'd really recommend kind of just maybe keeping a diary, noticing when your digestion is off and maybe correlating that to periods of stress that you're going through, and to try and make a conscious effort to eat, in a non-stressful environment. And a really important step, and one that is absolutely free, you don't have to pay for, it's not a supplement, is literally just knowing how to chew your food. So you think, well, isn't this something that's really obvious? From birth, don't we all know how to chew our food? Actually, babies know how to chew their food. But as people get older, through the influence of kind of, entertainment or competing for people's attention, you can sometimes forget that digestion starts in the mouth. So it's really, really important to try and slow down, take your time to really chew your food, because what you're doing is you're activating that food with saliva and with all the enzymes in the saliva, and that really breaks down all the food and sends the message to all the other parts of your digestive system. And that's why it's such an easy, fantastic kind of tip. So quiet place, chew your food multiple times, at least 30 times if you can manage it, each mouthful. And then there are lots of other kind of things you can do on top of that really to improve your bile flow. So I'm a big fan of green tea. So green tea is something that, has an amazing history in kind of, East and Southeast Asian cultures. And it is an amazing beverage for bile flow. So it's what's known as a cholagog, and cholagogs are foods and beverages that really improve bile flow. They either help the gallbladder produce more bile, or they help the gallbladder empty bile. So green tea is amazing. And you can find this amazing South American powder called Chanca Piedra. And chancre piedra is known as a stone breaker herb. So if you do have kind of cholesterol deposits and stones in your liver and in your gallbladder, then chancre piedra is a classic herb for breaking up that congestion. And in conjunction with the green tea, it really helps to provide bile flow and to break up any stones or congestion that might be sitting in the common bile duct. So I really love that. That's a really easy one. It's not terribly expensive, and it's something that people can implement during their day. And if you're going to try that, it's best to try it on an empty stomach. That's when it seems to work best, because then it works on the existing stagnant bile that you might have built up over the days and the weeks. If you do it near food, it's less effective. So I would say do it on an empty stomach. And then another great thing you can do, which is goes back kind of centuries really, is to incorporate Swedish bitters into your diet. And Swedish bitters is based on a recipe by a herbalist, Austrian herbalist, I believe, called Maria Traben. And she came up with this formula of about 12 different herbs. And she called it a kind of panacea for all ills, which I think is possibly taking things too far, because it's not going to fix everything. But it's just a really, really good way of just sending a signal to the liver to get ready for food that might be coming. So you would take it at the beginning of a meal, you can take it in the middle of a meal, and you can take it at the end of a meal. Doesn't really matter. When bile starts to flow, it usually takes about 40 minutes. So it's a kind of a 40-minute period while you are consuming food, or from the beginning of consuming food to the end, your bile is flowing for about 40 minutes. So you can take the bitters at any point in that kind of juncture. And so I would say, just as a kind of a beginning kind of taster of, you know, how to get bile to flow, you know, more frequently and more kind of steadily, more reliably, that's a kind of a nice little starter package to get going.
Yeah, amazing. There's so much knowledge in there and helpful tips. Can you cover briefly why this is so important? Why it can help a person's health? You mentioned the, you know, bacteria and keeping the intestines clean with the flow. Anything else you could comment on to someone's listening? It's like, okay, maybe I could try these things. Maybe what a little more motivation for them might be.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we have, you know, different digestive fluids in our digestive system, and they all operate within a kind of tight window, and they all depend on each other. And so when your digestion is off, it can affect so much. It can affect everything from, you know, how you function emotionally and mentally, your thought processes, to, you know, what kind of foods you crave. You know, are you eating the right kind of foods, or do you crave a lot of sugar, a lot of carbohydrates? Is your eating a bit disordered? And when you don't have optimal bile flow, a lot of these digestive processes can get very, very imbalanced. And things like your liver controls, for instance, your blood sugar regulation. So it kind of, it tells you when to release sugar into the system. And, you know, many people don't have a reliable blood sugar regulation. You know, they have high blood sugar, and then their blood sugar crashes, and then they crave carbohydrates. Well, the liver controls a lot of that process. So that's just kind of one of the reasons. The other thing is when you have poor digestion, then you get food stagnating and rotting in the intestines, which is not something that most of us really want to think about. But if you're not breaking your food down, then something has to do that job. So if you're not producing stomach acid and bile fluid in the right amounts, then you do end up getting a lot of bacteria, sometimes yeast and things like that, that can kind of end up occupying the digestive tract. And they also produce toxins, and they can also disorder your appetite, or they can play havoc with your hormones. So we want everything to be flowing smoothly in order to kind of have great digestion, to feel good kind of mentally and emotionally, to have enough energy to digest your food rather than it, you know, go turning to fat or causing blood sugar issues. Bile, stomach acid, pancreatic enzymes all play a really key role in that relationship. So, and they all depend on one another. And when one of them doesn't work optimally, it affects all the other stages of digestion. Everything starts in the gut. So that would be a reason to think, you know, do you have symptoms that could lead back to digestion? And usually people do. So usually if people have brain fog or if they have, you know, anxiety or they feel a lot of fatigue, there's usually something going on in the gut that is a bit of a red flag for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of compelling reasons to try these things out. But I agree. As you're sharing all this, I was realizing like most people learn these things the hard way after, you know, years of those symptoms you just mentioned or other symptoms getting worse and worse and worse. And then after lots of research and trial and error, we start to learn about things like bile and digestion and why it does matter. So, you know, I think it's a great, great gift you're giving people if they can learn the stuff beforehand, or if they're past that point, then it's always nice to start to learn things that can make a difference and put them into place. But it is a little, I love the tips you gave because they're quite, you know, anyone can do them. You know, it's accessible to anybody. And what I've found over time is health really is built by 1,000 small steps and also kind of falls apart by 1,000 small steps. And we don't even realize it's necessarily happening because it is a slow process. So, I think the basics people can do every day are very, very powerful. And I think those reasons you gave really, like I said, good motivation to try it out. So thank you. Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.